But you're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget to visit with us tomorrow if you're in DeKalb. We'll be at Veranda starting at 7:45 a.m. for our fourth Illinois Farm Economic Summits meeting for the week. Walk-ins are welcome. The cost is just $90. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. Let's start in South America and talk about the weather forecast there. What do you see?
Well, I think finally we're going to get a little bit of rain to fall in southwestern parts of Brazil as we go into this weekend and next week. Now, some of that region has been dry or mostly dry for the past 3 weeks with percent of normal moisture since the first of the month, largely less than half of normal, and many areas less than 25% of normal. So it's definitely been drying down. And some of the soil there is real sandy, so it doesn't take much of a dry bias to put crops into a stressed period. And a lot of the crop there is filling and setting pods, so it's not necessarily the best time for this dryness. We've lost a little yield potential. It's a relatively small area for the overall total crop there, but nevertheless, it's pretty significant where the dryness is present. So the rain that's coming up will put an end to this stress and will allow for some improvement to occur in crops there, but follow-up rain is still going to be needed. In Argentina, everything's pretty darn wet right now, at least in the eastern two-thirds of the country. The ground is saturated. We've had a lot of rain in the past week, some 8, 9, 10-inch amounts in a few spots. It hasn't been coming all at once, so they don't have any epic flood or anything quite like that, but they definitely need to see some drier conditions. Well, they're going to get that as we go forward to the weekend into early next week. A little less precipitation will occur, but we do have rain today and tomorrow in some of these areas. And then we'll look for returning rain a little later in early January for Argentina that will maintain a pretty good outlook overall.
Here in the United States, I know there was some stormy weather that was expected for next week as we head into Christmas. What do you think will happen?
Well, I still think that that's going to be the case, but today's midday computer forecast models took a lot of the storms and just kind of ripped them apart and changed their timing and all kinds of fun things. And I'm not ready to buy into the changes that took place at midday today. So with that said, I think we'll a near Christmas storm, probably the 26th and 27th in the upper parts of the Midwest, a fairly significant event. We could have blizzard conditions up across parts of that region, at least in a small part of the region. That would probably be the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota primarily, and some neighboring states. After that system pushes off to the northeast, we'll see another disturbance come into the central and southern plains probably sometime towards the latter part of next week, and that will eventually turn into a storm system that will go through the lower Midwest and the Delta and maybe parts of the southeastern states as we go into the last weekend of the month. So a pretty active weather pattern. It is probably a little too active, and we'll probably see future model runs back off a bit, but I think we all need to be aware of the potential disruption to some of our travel between Christmas and New Year holidays as long as this pattern is going to be in existence.
And finally, let's go back down under. Check in on Australia for me.
Yeah, Australia has had an unusually good six-week period here with timely rainfall occurring when El Nino is developing. That's something you don't see very often. Well, I think that's all coming to an end, and we're going to snap them back into a pretty typical El Nino environment as we go forward through the balance of this month. Hot and dry weather will likely dominate the region, and we'll probably see that continuing into January as well.
Hey, thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon. I'm UOBI Extension's Todd Gleason, wishing you a good day. Make sure that if you're in the DeKalb area tomorrow that you drop into our meeting there at Veranda's. And on Friday, again, we'll be at the I Hotel in Champaign.